In recent months, airline passengers and flight crew members have lodged scores of complaints about airport screening practices they consider inappropriate. Last week, a new federal agency, the Transportation Security Administration, took over the business of airport security screening. By November, the administration is expected to have about 35,000 employees hired and trained. The training will incorporate lessons designed to prevent passengers' claims of discrimination on the basis of gender and national origin. NPR's Ann Hawk reports.
Remember last fall, when the nation was so startled by terrorism that airports became a place of cooperation and patience? Security screeners embraced their job with new fervor. Travelers approached screeners with deference and appreciation. Well, the gloves are off. And the shoes. And the headscarves. And sometimes, the hands of screeners are going places travelers wish they wouldn't. It's not just travelers who are annoyed. Mary O'Shea, a flight attendant with a West Coast-based airline, has filed a complaint with the Department of Transportation. She's claiming sexual harassment by a security screener.
I was instructed to remove my shoes, open my belt, pull my pants open. The screener not only ran the wand around my bra, but also moved my bra around with her hands. And all of this was under the watchful eye of a National Guardsman who was brandishing his weapon in a threatening manner.
O'Shea says this pat-down search by a female screener at Seattle-Tacoma International is typical of what she now experiences almost daily. Being in uniform makes it even more difficult. She's reluctant to create a scene by resisting the search, and she wonders whether having passengers watch screeners pat her down and rummage through her personal items will undermine her authority on board the airplane. The Department of Transportation is currently investigating O'Shea's complaint and dozens of others filed by flight attendants and passengers who say screeners went beyond appropriate body searching techniques. Physical groping is not the only complaint. Travelers also cite cultural insensitivity by airport screeners. Inas Sarsour, a high school junior from Falls Church, Virginia, was stopped at a checkpoint in Baltimore Washington International Airport last December. She says she passed through the metal detector and there was no alarm. But a security screener insisted she take off her headscarf. She refused, but then...
Those armed men came and, you know, they surrounded me thinking I did something wrong. They were approaching me. I was so frightened. I didn't know what to think or say or do, so I just took it off.
17-year-old Sarsour did not want to remove the traditional Muslim head covering that she wears as a symbol of modesty and protection.
Because I'm not supposed to be showing my hair to anyone but my husband when I'm married. Anybody else out of my immediate family cannot see my hair. And so that's why I felt very humiliated.
Delta Airlines sent Sarsour a letter of apology, explaining that the company forbids discrimination. But other travelers have experienced searches similar to, if not more intrusive, than Sarsour's. The Council on American-Islamic Relations has compiled dozens of these reports, and the ACLU recently filed a lawsuit over a similar search at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. John McGaugh, head of the Transportation Security Administration, the federal agency now in charge, has appointed an ombudsman to investigate improper screening.
There is no reason for it, we're going to correct that right away. There are proper ways to search. I've been in law enforcement a long time. There's proper ways to pat down, and those things will be corrected.
But in the meantime, many travelers don't know their rights. Many do not realize, for example, that they can demand that a search be done in private. Flight attendants can also insist on that. Last week, the Transportation Security Administration promptly implemented a policy requiring that pat-down searches be done by a screener of the same gender. But another problem the agency needs to tackle is inconsistency in screening techniques.
That is such a problem right now. And at one airport it is one thing, at another airport it is another thing.
Daryl Jenkins is director of the George Washington University Aviation Institute, one of many organizations that has submitted a proposal to the federal government to train screeners.
As we go into our new regime of airport security where the workforce is federalized, one, we're going to have to train the screeners as to what the federal aviation regulations are so they know what they can and cannot do, because that is causing some problems. And also some training in terms of conflict resolution.
Jenkins says avoiding conflicts between screeners and travelers is critical, because disputes in the screening process become a sideshow that actually weakens airport security by creating an unnecessary distraction. Ann Hawk, NPR News, Washington.